Welcome to MarketSnap's SWOT analysis for Liberty Energy, also known by its ticker, LBRT. If you're a long-term investor looking to dig into the nuts and bolts of this company, you're in the right place. Today, we're breaking down what makes Liberty Energy tick, from its financials to its market position, and we'll wrap it all up with a clear picture of its potential for your portfolio. Let's dive in and see what's driving this player in the energy sector. For those who might not be as familiar, Liberty Energy is a key name in the oil and gas services space, operating primarily in the industry of energy equipment and services within the broader energy sector. Based in the U.S., they've carved out a niche providing hydraulic fracturing services, think fracking, and other tech-driven solutions to help extract oil and gas more efficiently. With a solid workforce and a focus on operational excellence, they're positioned as a significant player in North America's energy landscape. Their market cap reflects a mid-sized company with room to grow, and they've been making waves with their innovative approaches to an industry that's often under scrutiny. Now, before we get into the meat of our SWOT analysis, let's touch on some recent developments and performance trends. Liberty Energy has been in the news lately for their operational updates and financial results. From what we've seen, there's a strong emphasis on technological advancements in their service offerings, which could be a game changer in an industry hungry for efficiency. Performance-wise, their stock has shown some interesting movements over the past year, with short-term gains in certain periods and a bit of volatility over longer stretches. Compared to industry averages, they're holding their own, but there are definitely areas where they stand out, both positively and negatively. And speaking of standing out, their latest earnings call for Q2 2025 dropped some serious insights into their financial health and strategic direction, which we'll unpack as we go. All right, let's roll into the core of our discussion with a detailed SWOT analysis to see where Liberty Energy shines, where they stumble, and what could shape their future for us long-term investors. Strengths. First off, Liberty Energy's financial performance is looking pretty robust based on their recent earnings call for Q2 2025. They reported strong revenue growth and healthy net income figures, which signals that their core operations are firing on all cylinders. For us long-term folks, consistent revenue growth is a green flag for sustainability. Their focus on tech innovation is another big win. The earnings call highlighted advancements in their fracturing tech and operational efficiencies, which not only cuts costs, but also positions them as a leader in a competitive field. If they keep pushing the envelope here, they could capture more market share. Looking at their balance sheet, they've got a decent handle on liquidity with a solid current ratio. This means they're well equipped to cover short-term obligations, which is always reassuring when you're thinking about holding a stock for the long haul. Their gross profit margin is also noteworthy, showing they're not just bringing in revenue, but actually keeping a good chunk of it after costs. That efficiency can translate into reinvestment or dividends down the line, something to keep an eye on. Lastly, their free cash flow yield is impressive, suggesting they're generating cash that could be used for growth initiatives or returning value to shareholders. For those of us with a long-term mindset, this kind of cash flow strength is a building block for future expansion. Weaknesses. Now let's not sugarcoat things. Liberty Energy isn't without its challenges. One area of concern is their debt-to-equity ratio. It's not alarmingly high, but it's enough to raise an eyebrow. Too much debt can weigh on a company during economic downturns, especially in a cyclical industry like energy, so this is something to monitor. Their return on equity, while decent, isn't exactly blowing the doors off compared to some industry peers. This could indicate they're not maximizing shareholder value as effectively as they could, which might frustrate investors looking for high growth returns. Another point from the earnings call is that while they're innovating, there's heavy capital expenditure tied to those tech upgrades and equipment investments. This can squeeze margins in the short term, and if those investments don't pay off quickly, it could drag on profitability. Performance-wise, their stock has had some inconsistent patches over the past few months. While short-term volatility isn't a deal-breaker for long-term investors like us, it does hint at potential market skepticism about their growth trajectory or external pressures. Opportunities. On the flip side, there's a lot of runway for Liberty Energy to capitalize on. The energy sector, especially in oil and gas services, is ripe for disruption through technology, and Liberty is already leaning into this with their focus on efficiency-driven solutions. If they can scale these innovations, they could lock in bigger contracts and partnerships, as mentioned in their Q2 2025 earnings call. Geographically, their revenue segments show a strong presence in North America, but there's potential to expand into other regions if global demand for energy services picks up. Diversifying their revenue streams could be a massive growth driver. Looking at forward PE ratios, analysts seem optimistic about their future earnings potential, with the average forward PE suggesting the stock might be undervalued relative to expected growth. For us long-term investors, this could mean a buying opportunity if the market hasn't fully priced in their potential. Industry trends also play in their favor. With energy demand still robust, despite the push for renewables, companies like Liberty that can deliver cost-effective extraction methods are well-positioned to benefit from sustained oil and gas activity over the next decade. Lastly, their strategic partnerships, highlighted in the earnings call, could open doors to new markets or client bases. If they play their cards right, these alliances could be a catalyst for significant growth. Threats. Now, let's talk about the risks, and there are a few that could rattle Liberty Energy's cage. First up, the energy sector is notoriously cyclical and tied to commodity prices. If oil and gas prices tank, demand for their services could dry up, hitting revenue hard. This is a big external factor we can't ignore. Regulatory pressures are another looming threat. The oil and gas industry faces increasing scrutiny over environmental impacts, and tighter regulations or policy shifts could raise costs or limit operations for Liberty. This is especially relevant given the global push toward cleaner energy. Competition is fierce in this space. While Liberty is innovating, so are their rivals. If they can't stay ahead of the curve, they risk losing market share to competitors with deeper pockets or better tech. Their industry performance metrics show that while they're keeping pace, the sector as a whole has seen some underperformance in certain timeframes. If broader sector headwinds persist, Liberty might struggle to swim against the tide, no matter how strong their fundamentals are. Finally, economic slowdowns could dampen energy demand, directly impacting their bottom line. For long-term investors, this means we need to factor in macro conditions when assessing Liberty's outlook. All right, let's wrap this up with some final thoughts. Liberty Energy presents a mixed bag for long-term investors like us. On one hand, their financial strength, innovative edge, and strategic positioning in a critical industry make them a compelling contender. Their revenue growth and cash flow generation are solid pillars to build a long-term thesis on. On the other hand, the debt levels, regulatory risks, and cyclical nature of their business are real hurdles that could test their resilience. For me, the key will be watching how they manage their capital expenditures and whether those tech investments translate into market share gains over the next few years. The forward PE suggests there might be some upside if they execute well, but it's not a slam dunk. As always, remember that investing is about balancing risk and reward over the long haul. Liberty Energy has potential, but it's not without its pitfalls. Keep an eye on their next few earnings reports and any news around regulatory changes or oil price trends. They'll be critical in shaping the stock's trajectory. Thanks for tuning in to this SWOT analysis on MarketSnap. If you found this breakdown helpful, make sure to stay connected with us for daily stock market summaries and in-depth stock analyses, available in video, audio, and article formats. Plus, check out the detailed SWOT bullet points on our platform. Drop your thoughts in the comments. What do you think about Liberty Energy's long-term prospects? Let's keep the conversation going, and I'll catch you in the next one.